U.S. The U.S. government has released the final batch of classified documents related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. This marks a historic moment in the decades-long effort to uncover the full story behind one of America's most controversial political killings. The move follows an executive order by former President Donald Trump, which mandated the release of all remaining unredacted files concerning the 1963 assassination in Dallas, Texas. However, despite the latest disclosure, experts say groundbreaking revelations remain unlikely, and many Americans continue to believe that the official account that gunman Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone is incomplete. Of the 1,123 documents released by the National Archives and Records Administration, it remains unclear how much previously unseen information they contain. While Trump had promised total transparency, some files still appear to have redacted passages, while others are poorly scanned or only tangentially related to the JFK case. Despite official investigations concluding that Oswald, a former U.S. Marine and self-proclaimed Marxist, acted alone, public skepticism has persisted for more than 60 years. Polls indicate that most Americans doubt the lone gunman theory, with theories ranging from CIA involvement to mafia conspiracies. The push for full disclosure dates back to 1992, when Congress passed a law requiring all JFK-related files to be made public within 25 years. But national security concerns led both Trump and President Joe Biden to delay the full release of thousands of documents. Trump's recent executive order also called for the release of files related to the assassinations of his former political ally Robert F. Kennedy and civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., both of whom were killed in 1968. The decision to finally release the remaining JFK files comes at a politically significant moment, just months after Trump secured the endorsement of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. RFK Jr., a longtime critic of the official JFK assassination narrative and now serving as Trump's health secretary.